You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Welcome to What's Cooking in the 321. It has been a crazy, crazy week, crazy, crazy day. I'm stressed out today, so hopefully those vibes will go through the mic here, and everybody will feel my stress and get energized. I've got the brother in the house.
Hello.
And that's always great, and so happy to have made. I got to just tell you about flights. I think you sat in an airport. Pull the mic up to you there so we can get you on the air here with us today. So I got a call. The brother's coming in. You know, I don't get a lot of, I do not get a lot of warning when they're coming in. Usually they just show up, right? So he always flies into Melbourne. Not this time. This time I can't get out because huge snowstorms all over the place. I'm coming in Orlando. What are you doing like at 9 tonight? Hey, I'm good. I'll stop because Scott's on 5th. Let me just put my favorite restaurant out there. Scott's on 5th is having their 17th anniversary party, and I'm going for wine at 9, okay, after the restaurant closes. Nope, I'm canceling that because I'm going to pick my brother up at 9, okay? That 9 turned into what time did you make it in?
At 2:30 a.m.
2:30 a.m. in the morning. 2:30. Flights cancel. Hey, you should be happy, though. They gave you $5 in the airport to eat. Can you get anything to eat?
I was trying to figure it. That's not even a bottle of water.
Yeah, let's talk about what's cooking in the 321. Can you get something to eat in an airport for $5?
Not only would I die of malnutrition, I thirst as well.
So we've got Gina from the city in the house today also. Hi, Gina.
Hi.
We got lots, I know, going on there we're going to talk about because we've got that big fundraiser coming up that I can't wait. Danny's got the mic pulled up because the very first thing we're going to talk about is how exciting our Sunday night was here in Melbourne. Okay. Was it exciting for you?
It was funny. It was hilarious.
Okay. So for all our listeners here at What's Cooking in the 321, I got to be politically correct. Let me see. Okay. I'll say it how it is. We had micro wrestling.
That's what they call it.
We had micro wrestling. Now, this was not because I know, and I talked to our little micro people because I told them, I said, we were getting so many people texting, will they be throwing, you know, little people? No, it is not. What was that called in the old days? Because I think it was called, what was it called? Help me there.
Midget wrestling.
But it was called a midget toss, if I'm not
heist
mistaken.
Challenged.
And no, we don't say that anymore.
Vertically challenged.
Nope.
Because in this.
Micro.
It's micro.
Yeah, it's micro. But
like my paycheck.
But I'm telling you. Like
you work for the city?
Yeah, you work for what's up with that? Oh, Gina from the city. Dog in the city. All right. So micro wrestling, though, is not to be confused. There's a huge difference because one of the huge events we also have is called the Dwarfinators.
What?
Yes, it is. Very different. Now
they're smaller than them?
Now, wait, though. I got to be politically correct here because legal's probably outside the door here. Anytime I talk, they're usually listening. So we have the Dwarfinators. You cannot have the word midget wrestling anymore, okay? And then we have micro wrestling.
Tossing.
And I'm going to tell you, though, no tossing of anything. Yeah. No tossing. All right, but I can tell you this.
Kid Rock has it.
This is not even anything close to midget wrestling, Dwarfinators. This is micro wrestling, and these people are like the size of
They're
babies.
An
Yes, they're athletes. They're all in good shape.
They did
shape.
Moves that USC doesn't even
so,
do.
Were you surprised at how good shape they're in?
Yeah, I was impressed.
Yeah. I mean, I got to think of a really nice way to say this. Of course, I'm not nice. They don't have short arms. They're proportioned correctly. Just little. They're micro.
Micro.
Yeah.
This is micro wrestling in Melbourne at Melbourne Auditorium. This is one of the finest events. How come Gina from the city wasn't there with her hubby? This could have been a good...
I did work out on Sunday, but other than that, I did not move off my lazy boy.
You did not move off your lazy boy.
You know, it was funny because yesterday I was driving through Palm Bay and I saw the little signs that were still out that said micro wrestling, and they're like 4 inches off the ground.
That's not true.
It's very true. I don't lie.
We're all going to jail. All right. So,
oh, goodness.
That was good.
Danny just lost his teeth. So I can tell you, here is what we're talking about always. We're trying to do fundraising in the city. We're going to be talking about our Melboom because it's important to us. But I was talking to Danny earlier because Danny came to the show. And when we were talking about the show, we had 220 tickets sold. Okay, now this is a Sunday event, short event too. Sunday from what time did it start? Like 7 to 6,
it was supposed to start. It didn't start really till
doors
like 20
opened at
6.
So yeah, so 6:30 till 8.
Yeah.
An hour and a half long show. All right, so we had 220 tickets. You know, when you go onto the Facebook and you put going, interested, mm-hmm. not going, whatever. Mm-hmm. All right, 220 tickets sold. This is a Sunday night event. Almost 500 people at the last minute.
Wow.
At the last minute. Okay. Now, I'm sure that's because they all heard about it here on WWBC, what's mm-hmm. cooking in the 3-2-1. But I'm telling you, that's, I think, how all events have come to. I think that you cannot, even weddings. People are doing weddings, like, instead of putting out mm-hmm. the whole reservation thing and all that, they're doing that... I think it's called a private guest list or something. You send it out and you say gone.
Whatever. Yeah.
Huh? And at the last minute, people are showing up.
That's why you got to have that buffer.
The buffer.
You know?
It's so challenging, though, as an event planner.
Yeah.
You know, because, and I understand that there's been a societal shift in the way people think. Everything's so, eh.
And why do you think that's come to that?
Laziness.
I mean, how about you?
Cell
phones. Do you do things? So
I think it's dumbed us all down.
I think
we're last minute. Do I feel like it? Do I feel like doing that? I don't know. Well, let's go, you know. And meanwhile,
so I live
people
like
have
that,
paid
though.
For you to be there.
Yeah.
Counted you for food, mm-hmm. drink, whatever. They have no concept of that because.
Keith's daughter wedding, you weren't getting in the door if you didn't RSVP. Months ahead, you
won't get through the door. And it's down in, in Detroit. So
yeah, because we were right on. That event planner was to the seat. How many? Who was doing what? And who was sitting where? Yep. But the that was a huge difference. And just like you say, as an event planner, so we've staffed for basically we got 225 coming. We're going to staff for 350. The people at the auditorium, Mike and Kevin and them, who are awesome.
Mm-hmm.
They've put extra chairs out, a few extra chairs. Well, at the last minute, they're putting another 150 chairs out there.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it wrecks everybody's day.
Yeah.
Really. And, I mean, beer-wise, I chill so much beer. I mean, we had to get that beer in the freezer and chill more beer. We had, we didn't run out of any liquor. That was a beautiful thing. But, it makes it hard.
I feel for the venues, too, because when things like that happen— people are going to complain. The beer wasn't cold. They ran out of, what I'm drinking. And
People should take more in advance. They should put more into it to help us and them have a great event.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why I try to do advanced sales mm-hmm. on my tickets. And a lot of our events are no tickets at the door. If you don't. Like the father-daughter dance, it's sold out.
Right.
But, if inevitably there'll be somebody that doesn't check in. But guess what?
Yeah.
That's how it is.
Yeah.
That food's been paid for by that ticket.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you cannot purchase tickets at the door.
So, but that allows us, because I'm cooking for that event, mm-hmm. to know exactly how many people right. and how many mm-hmm. staff I'm cooking right. for. And that's a beautiful event. We have that going on. We can talk
this
about
weekend,
events
this
first.
Friday.
So Friday, and I have to tell you, I had to come up with cool little names here. So like, I've got sea. Let me think. I've got the mac and cheese with the shells. So I've got seashells. I've got the seaweed salad, which is our salad. We were gonna do. Krabby Patties, mm-hmm. but somebody at the city said, no, we better not do that Krabby Patty thing. SpongeBob might come after us if we do Krabby Patties. Okay. So, we've got octopus tentacles.
Oh, my goodness.
Octopus tentacles.
Tentacles.
Tentacles. Tentacles. We've got, hot dogs wrapped in it. This is everybody's favorite. You know, I don't care how the nines of a party you're doing. You know, everybody knows that I used to cook it with Phil Farmer, you know, with Harris and all of them. And the thing to go first at any party, I don't care if you're doing beef Wellington, mm-hmm. is the weenies in a blanket.
Eggs in a blanket.
It really is.
Yep.
So we're doing them and calling them snails. Snails. Okay. Snail shells.
Who came up with that one?
Yeah.
I don't know, Pinterest or something.
That's an odd
you know,
one.
I don't make this crap up by myself. I just cook the stuff, but I think it'll all be cute. We'll do some blue, you know, like ocean drink, and I think the city's going down for some cool shell cookies or something. I don't know. Listen, speaking of seafood, what is even the theme? What's it called? Under the Sea.
Under the sea. Mm-hmm.
So I was under the sea Tuesday night. Shall I talk about it? I like to talk about my personal life on the air.
Oh, boy.
So I was under the sea because my kid ate at Shell's, brought home a shrimp pasta, and the next, 2 days later, I said, hey, I'm going to eat them noodles that are in there. I ate the noodles, and about, I don't know, minutes later, I had the worst anaphylactic shock because I'm allergic to shellfish. And I didn't think there was any shrimp in there. But I really thought I was biting the bullet. I thought I would not be here today. It almost took me out worse than ever, where I had to, another MedFast. What is that called? Urgent care.
Urgent care.
I had to do urgent care even 2 days later, still having complications from it. And my days of that under the sea shellfish, they're gone. They're gone. I'm not even touching this stuff. I'm not smelling it. When I cooked the lobster for a fundraiser that we had at Melbourne, inside my gloves, even my hands were bleeding inside
really?
The gloves. Yes, it's gotten that bad. And you think you grow out of allergies with food. So see, I'm going to be, yesterday I ate at the Jungle. And I can't stand when people come in now. I'm gluten-free. Can you make something? And I don't want this, and I don't want that. I'm like, just don't eat out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be one of them people now. Because I went into I got a salad. But I said, I'll have some chicken on it, but I want to make sure he's not cooking the chicken in the same place that any seafood has ever touched. Because I literally am paranoid to eat different things now. So
free
I'm
going
to stick with peanut butter and jelly, my
range.
Favorite.
Organic, totally organic.
Listen, speaking of free range, I saw the funniest thing. We're going to be coloring potatoes this year for Easter. Because
potatoes?
Because eggs are so expensive.
Because eggs are so expensive.
Who knew?
No, have you bought, you don't buy eggs because you have an allergy to eggs.
Oh,
eggs,
yeah.
No. They're
it wasn't
like,
before COVID.
I'm serious. They're like $7 a dozen. $7 a dozen.
Seven?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
$7 a dozen eggs.
How much is a bag of potatoes now? Who knows? I don't know.
There's still like $2 a pound. You're all right. You can buy the potatoes. We can color the dang potatoes. You know, I think last year I just did them plastic.
You boil
anyway.
Them and then dye them? What do you do?
What?
The potato.
You can't color potatoes. I was totally kidding. Oh. Why do I have my brother on the show? Why?
I don't know. They do a lot of strange things over there by your house. That's all I'm saying.
What's going on in the city? Tell us what's going on in the city. Did you find out about my parking garage?
No, I did not find out about your parking garage. I've been a little bit busy.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
All right. Tell us what you've been doing. What do you? What's
I
been
have
going
been.
On?
So everybody knows we do not use taxpayer funds to pay for
so
the
everybody
city of
doesn't
fireworks.
Know, and they keep saying that to me.
I know, and
they keep
I find
saying,
it
we're
really
the ones
funny.
Paying for them. Like, no, you're no. not. I personally no. know the person out beating the pavement,
yeah.
trying to get the money to pay yeah. for it, so you can enjoy your night and complain that the city yeah. made you pay for it.
Tell them to go to the city's webpage and look on under fireworks. And then they'll
see
understand.
All the people,
yes.
yes.
Because we do not use taxpayer dollars to do that. So it's my job to raise
now,
the money.
Now, let me ask you, do you think other cities do?
They do.
They do, mm-hmm. and we don't.
Yeah.
You hear that? That's another reason to live in Melbourne.
I do know, like, some other cities have expanded their event, and it's a huge event. Ours is not yet. It's literally fireworks,
it's
food
big,
trucks,
though.
And, you know, we do a VIP reception
right.
for sponsors.
Right.
But, sometimes they get sponsors as well to afford the extra things
yeah.
that are involved. So, but I'm trying to do this a little bit different so that I am not making myself crazy on July 3rd trying to bring in the last of it. So I've started pretty early, and we're doing some really fun fundraisers.
I was just going to say that, though. I think it's fun, though.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of like last year, it's like boom, boom, boom in the last, you know,
boy, do I have
in the 11th hour.
I have so much stuff going on. So,
all right, so
tomorrow night.
I'm eating pizza at Blaze.
Excellent.
Yeah. No,
excellent.
Me and my kids, truly,
awesome.
We've been, my kids can't wait.
So you
got to
gotta tell them it's
you.
For City of Melbourne or Parks and Rec.
So
or
let's just
Melbourne.
Let all the listeners know. So tomorrow night at what time?
It's from 5 to 9.
Okay, so from 5 to 9, and this is the Blaze Pizza.
In Vieira.
In Vieira.
It's on Citadel Way.
And it's at the Avenues.
Basically,
yeah. It's like in the, sort of in the front, the Street of the Avenues.
Yes.
There.
It's
yeah.
on the other end of the shopping strip where First Watch is.
Correct.
So First Watch
yes.
and then Blaze on the other end.
I like First Watch.
It's from 5 to 9. I'm going to have a table there giving away fun stuff. But you have to go in and tell them that it's for Parks and Recreation
okay.
or Melbourne
right.
or City of Melbourne. So,
and this is a biggie, though, because if I'm not mistaken, they're giving 25% of the whole bill.
Of the whole bill, less alcohol.
Less alcohol.
Excluding alcohol. Yep. So, and that's, it's good. It's
and I was
fun.
Just going to say, I'll have a big bill for you, but less alcohol. Less
yes.
alcohol. The, so, and I have to tell you, if you haven't been there, it's a cool place. My kids love it because they get to, you walk up, you tell them what you want on the pizza, you watch them make it right there. A little different. I know that sounds just like they do at every other pizza place. It is not. It's very different.
Yeah.
It's very different.
It's pretty cool. And they're like individual sized.
Uh-huh.
And so everybody doesn't have to have part of it. Has this on it, part
yeah.
of it doesn't, you know. You personalize it, and they have a lot of different options that are set.
Yep.
Menu item mm-hmm. options, but then you can do your own. And
they're and all good.
I like it. That was my daughter's first job.
I wonder
job,
if Pizza Gallery hates them being there.
I don't think it affects them that
I
much.
I doubt
Pizza
it.
Gallery does so much other
they
stuff.
They do. They
yeah.
do a lot for us, too.
So I have something else going on that I just set up this weekend.
Okay.
We are doing a jewelry show. For Melbourne. I know, it sounds crazy. So this is what they're going to do.
Who knew, Keith?
Park
knew?
Lane Jewelry is going to allow us to do a jewelry show. So if you're on Facebook, you have to get into the group. So I will be posting more about that. I've been sharing it out to everybody I know, and they're sharing it to people.
So let's back up. So Park Lane.
Park Lane Jewelry.
Awesome jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
Is letting you going to their place?
No,
no
there
no,
is no.
no
place. It's
There's
all
no...
online.
It's all online.
Yes. So tonight at 7:00, mm-hmm. the lady is going to do a Facebook Live. She's
okay.
going to explain all about the product. She's going to show a few things, and she's going to talk about the customer special because you're not going to pay the retail prices.
Okay.
You got to get with her, though. So I'm going to be posting it on the City of Melbourne Parks, Recreation, and Golf Facebook page.
Okay.
As soon as we're out of here, I'm getting ready to go.
So will
do
this
it.
Look like a what is it called? Well, the QVC where they get on and they do the info.
No, she's basically just going to explain
okay,
everything. So you're not going to have to sit and
okay.
watch. It's a quick, probably 30-minute live, but you can watch it later too.
Okay.
But if you're in the group, so you have to join the group.
Right.
Then you have to. There's a link to the website to look at all the jewelry. You pick out what you want. Then you message her within the group,
That's
and she
cool.
will get you the customer special. They're going to give us back 30%.
That's great.
30, wow. And the show will earn free jewelry. And guess where that's going to get raffled off?
Oh, at the...
At Beauty for the Boom.
Beauty for the Boom,
yes.
which is at...
That is at One Oak at
Keith,
Hemingway's Tavern.
You like Hemingway's.
I do.
Hemingway's now has a venue.
Rental space,
in the
yeah.
corner. That is real upscale and cool and
it's
posh.
Really nice.
Yeah, it's
cool.
Really, really nice.
They're giving that to us very graciously on April 9th.
April 9th.
I've got Char Good coming to perform. You're going to do,
yep,
soup,
I'm
and
do
salad.
Soup and salad.
I've got Dana doing some dessert items.
Some cookies and stuff.
Yep. I've got Three Native that's going to do an acai
Three Native,
bar.
I got that, yeah.
And it's going to be amazing. I've got probably... I'm going to get in trouble for this, but I think I have 17 or 18 vendors besides my entertainment and food vendors.
That's
so
awesome.
There are so many businesses
now,
there.
Is that you're only going to sell so many tickets?
Up to 200 tickets I'm going
to
sell.
Up to 200. So now how do you choose that? How do you say I'm only going to sell 200 tickets?
Well, because the room allows 200
it's
people.
It's only 200. Okay. Okay, I didn't know that because it looks bigger.
Well, I'm going to have vendors in there.
Right.
So, yeah. Okay. And some of the tables will be outside. Like, there's a little courtyard.
Do we have to bring our own table or they got them?
They have a certain number of tables, okay, but a couple of my vendors aren't going to use tables. I've got a hair salon. You can get over there and meet with their stylist and pop up on the
this
stool
cool.
and they'll straighten your hair or whatever. I've got a med spa that's going to have Botox available at a discounted rate. They're all donating raffle items. One of my raffle packages is worth over $1,100.
Wow.
So I have got some serious stuff going on here. Huh. And you got to get there.
And we got a bunch of stuff we can put in there,
too. $25 in advance. Again, get on the Facebook page for the City of Melbourne Parks Recreation and Golf. Look for the event. The link to purchase a ticket to this
now,
is
have you sold
in the
any tickets yet?
Yes.
Oh, how many?
I've sold a handful.
Good.
But I just put the link out yesterday, so I'm not upset about that.
This is going to go fast, though.
Yes. And if you call the Wickham Park Community Center, they can do multiple tickets for you. So say you've got five girlfriends. Mm-hmm. You need six tickets. You've got to put each house, all the information in the household if you use the link. Just call the Wickham Park Community Center.
So we should have some, because we've got ABBA happening. We've got Almost ABBA this weekend, which is one of my favorite shows, really. I love the show. We'll have lots of women there. We should have tickets available for sale that night.
I'll have to figure that out.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
good.
I'm going to give you a bunch of the flyers. How about that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And they can get their own. They can go on.
Yeah. But they can just get on the link.
Yep.
And do it. I'll do a QR code and I'll put it out for you. So that'll
work.
Make it easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's going to be a good night.
All
and
on
I
our
can't
Facebook
wait to
and the
there.
Website.
So do we have a decorator decorating your place there that night?
Not yet, because honestly, we have so many vendors, they're each going to decorate their space.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, the table coverings and the stuff I do are going to be red, white, and blue.
Because we need to get my buddy Ellen in here with me.
I know, we do.
You know, she does lots with me.
But this
I might
is
be
a
able
fundraiser,
to do that. I
Ellen,
know.
It's
no,
a fundraiser.
But, oh, her and
not
I,
a fun
we do so much charity work.
I know.
Ellen and I do so much charity work. Sometimes we look at each other and go, let's do a job where we get paid. Can we do that?
I know.
We do all the proms and all of that. I love when they give me a $2 budget. I go, what can you get for $2?
Have you seen how much prom tickets cost lately?
So that's the part that always bothers me is they'll get anywhere between 45 to 75, sometimes even more, for a prom ticket. But then they seriously, there's one, and I'm not going to tell you what school, and it's not a public school. And they did, but when I did the math, they had 600 people coming. When I did the math, I was at like $2.30 a person. I go, no, I'm not. And they look at it like, but we're giving you this amount of money. I go, it still comes out to $2 and something a person. I can't give them a water for that. And I just said, no, I'm not doing it. Not doing it.
You can't. I mean, you can't. And I understand that. And that's why I have several people giving me a little bit, and I'm willing to give them tons of advertising.
So what are you hoping
it.
For? And I mean, I get the idea, but what are you hoping to come out of this one? Is this because you're going to have another fundraiser, obviously,
Boom. Oh, I need a lot more than that. Yeah,
so
I need to raise $40,000.
What would be the best thing could happen from this night?
I could raise $5,000.
You could raise $5,000. Mm-hmm. So that's the goal.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make $5,000. That seems so easy to me.
It should be. I've already got just under $2,000. In vendors. Yeah.
That should be an easy one. And we all love the Melboom, except when it gets canceled because of bad weather.
And that has not happened since I've been here. We've maybe delayed it 20 minutes, but...
We've had we've had times where there was drought where we had to literally get rid of them. Yeah. Wouldn't that be terrible?
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to happen this year. Yeah, I hope so. Tell us, are you happy to be back here out of the cold?
Are you kidding me? -3 And
how cold was it when you left?
It wasn't too bad. It was 12.
Did you notice your sister has flannel on today? I flannel on and my
12 degrees.
I think yesterday 12 was colder.
12 degrees.
Than
yeah.
I love when it says 12 degrees feels like -5.
Yeah, that's not too bad.
Yeah.
I have a friend in Minnesota. She sent me a video yesterday, and it was like something she was going to post. So, but in the video, she's like, "And Gina, I think there'll be 100 degrees difference from you and me tomorrow."
Yeah.
But it's beautiful, and it was pretty. But
so he literally sent me a picture of him shoveling snow. Yeah. Where a plow had plowed in the car.
Which is normal.
Into the driveway.
It's normal. It doesn't matter if you get out there and shove your snow out in the street. It's coming back at you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's coming back at you.
And that's usually the issue.
I will never shovel snow for the rest of my life. It will never happen. Never
happen. My kids are always going like, "Dad, you're going to have a heart attack. What the hell are you doing?"
My friends in Baltimore were posting last night that they were disappointed because they were supposed to get 12 inches. Then it was 10 inches, and I guess they got not even an inch. And they were upset because they worked on their snowblower for the week prior, and they were so excited to use it, and they didn't get to use it. And I go, "Do you hear yourselves?"
So I wonder if shoveling snow is healthy or unhealthy, though.
Well, it's stressful on your heart, for sure, you're not used to it.
You're lifting so much weight, too.
Yeah, especially when it's wet.
Yeah. No, forget it. I will never shovel snow. I guarantee that you will never hear that.
I would say I'd push snow because if I have to lift it, I'm not doing it.
I don't know that I ever did shovel snow. I think, thank God for 3 older brothers. I don't believe I had to shovel snow.
I have two neighbors, nice neighbors next to me, and I do theirs too because.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're crazy.
Well, their grandkids, it'll take them a week before they'll melt before they get there. But it's. Yeah, but the issue is they won't deliver your mail or anything if you don't have your sidewalks done.
I used to do it.
Somebody still sends mail.
Yeah, don't get me started on that one.
It's mail.
I did use the mail last week. 5 days to go from one town to the other. It's not even 4 miles apart.
Yeah.
Huh. Oh, maybe that president will take the mail away next.
Oh, well, maybe.
But you know what? Oh, I got to say this. We were talking about this earlier, and you said, whatever you do, don't say it. Here it is, Gina.
Oh, God,
are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump, this is not just fiction, okay, wants to have his birthday as a holiday. Not President's Day with everybody else and the other presidents. His own
sounds like total
Trump
fake news to
holiday.
Me.
Okay, who posted it?
Yeah.
Follow the post.
Rachel.
My girl Rachel Mano? No. I don't think it is.
Maybe Nancy Pelosi.
I don't think it's fake news, but would that surprise you guys? Okay. That is not going to surprise you.
What's that?
That would not surprise you. If he said tomorrow, come on. And I sort of do like the Gulf of Mexico changing the Gulf of America, though. I sort of like that
one. I thought it was the Gulf of Liberal Tears.
Liberal Tears. Liberal Tears.
That's what a friend told me.
We're going to be in big trouble after today's. Kim will be calling me going, "Kim."
That's what somebody told me. Is that fake news too?
But I don't mind that was changed. That's all right. But yeah, a holiday. I think we should all have a holiday then. We should all have across the board.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I did not see Biden ask.
I thought President's Day covered all the presidents.
That's what I said. President's Day covers all the day. No, he wants a Trump Day. I want to see if this is true.
I don't believe
it.
I want to see where that came from. Whoever knows.
I want to see, too.
Yeah. I want to see if this is fake news.
Probably when you got gas on the corner over there.
Really? Gas on the corner of Riverside, and they're still out there holding banners. Why? You guys, come off the street. It's dangerous. He was elected. He's our president.
There's people protesting still?
No, they're not protesting.
Oh, they're celebrating?
Yes. They're still on there. Trump,
there's
signs.
Still people crying about it, so maybe they're just going to celebrate because there's still people crying. Yeah. But.
Listen, let me just tell you about our sponsor here at Melbourne Seafood Station. Melbourne Seafood Station, Nick Moon, he is finally ready to open. Now, have you tried the seafood station yet?
I have been there in the past, yes.
Okay. You definitely have been there. You have tried it also. Mm-hmm. It's the best value for your money, is it not?
It's good food.
It is.
Okay. So I'm not just saying that because he pays for all the show, okay? I'm saying it because it's the best value. You can still get a $9.95 lunch. Now, he's closed the one in Vieira, closed the one on US 1 that's been there forever. The one is still going great that is in on Palm Bay Road, the West Melbourne location. But now this is where this place has been so many things. It's been Rolly's downtown. It's been a burger place. But now the Melbourne Seafood Station is opening where the Bat Cave was, right where you come in when you come into downtown, where it says, welcome to, what does it say, Gina? Welcome to the Harbor City. Does it say there's some welcome to Melbourne?
Downtown Melbourne?
Welcome to downtown
Melbourne?
Mm-hmm.
It is right there, right where the roads meet, that Bat Cave.
Yeah.
And he's opening Melbourne Seafood Station there. I've got to just tell you here, this is, he's hiring all new positions. You can email nick@melbourneseafoodstation.com. They need employees and they're hiring right away. They're close to opening, though. The new location in downtown Mel is targeting to open the end of next week. The new location has an expanded menu, including fried seafood and local catches. Nick, please keep my chicken because I can't eat seafood anymore. but really, this has been, everybody's been waiting for them to open back up. They went from the 5 places to the 2. I believe he's still got one happening in Rockledge coming soon, but this one's opening the end of next week. So make sure you go into Melbourne Seafood Station. Tell them that What's Cooking in the 321 sent you. Let's give away two $25 gift certificates. Or a gift certificate for $25 covers two people. For the 10th person to text me and say, it's time to eat at Melbourne Seafood Station. We're going to give away that $25 gift certificate today in just a little bit.
Give them the number.
321-437-1567. Thank you. What's Cooking in the 321? We've got Space Coast Harley Davidson. I couldn't make it to their Mardi Gras. I heard it was a great time. Your friend did.
Henry.
That, did you talk to him?
I did not. He's been so busy.
So I heard it was really good this year, though.
I think
though.
He was at Wickham Park this weekend, too.
Really?
Wasn't he?
What was going on there?
He shared it. I don't know.
Because I know that the Renaissance Fair is over. I missed it. I am going to go next year, though. So,
I think so.
What's that?
Is it still going?
What? Renaissance Fair? Just ended with a big beer blast. So we've got Space Coast Harley Davidson out there in Palm Bay is on February 22nd from 11 to 4. They're having a National Margarita Day party. Live music, margaritas by Bubbly Backwagon. They've got Latin food. I'm not going to say this one wrong. It's like Comer Fugel. Have you heard of them? You haven't heard of them, but they're going to be doing Latin food. Free beer all day. I love that Space Coast Harley House gives free beer all day. Stumpy's Hatchet House, who has been here on the show, very, very nice people, are going to be out there. You're going to be able to win gift certificates to Stumpy's all day long. And also, we definitely have the Almost ABBA, which we talked to her last week. We gave away some tickets. Had loads of people wanting them tickets. So there again, I think this is going to be another one of them events that they sold this many tickets. And at the door, it's going to be packed with a line waiting to get in. You know we were packed this weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, it was crazy packed. So Almost ABBA, are you going to go to that?
Did you talk the
hubby into going to Almost ABBA?
It's when?
It's on Friday, no, same time as... You don't have to be at
I'm
the father-daughter,
though. I'm going to Smyrna this year.
Oh.
Yes. Our good friend is turning 50, and last week he's like, come on, we're going to New Smyrna. So I
What's in New Smyrna?
To Jerry,
is it food? Sharks, yeah.
I couldn't do the father-daughter dance photographs, and I'm going to New Smyrna. It's just a fun get-out-of-town weekend. We bar hop, we restaurant hop, you know.
And you did hear that big white shark.
I don't get in the water.
The great white shark was.
I don't get in the water.
So it was in New Smyrna.
City girl. They live in the water. I do not go in. They don't come to my house unless they're on my dinner plate.
Well, and I can tell you, I finally saw them also. I finally saw them out there.
No sharks out there.
Huh?
It was probably a spy sub up there. There's no sharks.
So I
got to
tell you, they've been trailing this great white, though.
Yeah.
It's like 14 foot long. He's 40, I believe, 40 miles offshore today, though. And he's heading to Australia, they said.
He's
I don't know. Maybe they checked in with him.
Maybe
they, I don't know.
Maybe they got confused because Abba's here.
So that's right. So this great white, though, is supposedly going, it's heading to Australia now. Okay, it's 40 miles, but it was right off our shore. And this weekend, somebody did get bitten at the Cocoa Beach Pier.
At the pier?
So, yeah. So, but it is for the
first
time.
By that shark or by some other
If they got bitten by that shark, it wouldn't be just a bite. It wouldn't be a nibble.
A chihuahua down there.
Yeah.
There are plenty of sharks that run our beaches. And I will tell you that.
Yeah. Because you're in the water fishing a lot. So, I mean, and I used to surf every day of my life, and believe me, we would be out farther than the sharks were, but, you know, and I say that all the time. I go, are there more sharks now? No, we didn't have the media we had before, so we didn't know it. So unless you were in that water every day like we were, but of course, you know, Mom wouldn't let me get in the water till 10 o'clock. She'd have to see the dolphins go by before she'd let us.
Everybody's got a phone, and everybody takes pictures, and they see them, whereas before, you didn't have that access. I got to go run and grab my camera.
So, and I know my daughter had a friend literally killed by a shark when she was 16 years old, right at the end of our street. My son's friend had his foot right at the end of our street. And so we've lived the salt life. That's the salt life. When you see salt life on the back of, that's really what it means. We've had something happen in that water. But I did see them for the first time since September because I was saying, here, I get this place on the ocean. I haven't seen a shark. The other day, it was like shark frenzy out there. It really was. So,
well, the best time, really, if you really want to see your sharks, is when the mullet run happens along the beaches.
Well, when do we know that? When's that? Is that like
In October.
The paper?
October and I think November-ish, I think, is the mullet runs. And when the mullet run happens, everything literally comes down the beaches, and there's just a variety of sharks that run the beaches.
Maybe we'll see them this week.
If there is any out there, there's hammerheads, there's black tips, there's spinner sharks, there's bull sharks, there's all kinds of sharks that run these beaches that people do not realize.
And we see them pull them up. They just pulled up a it was a black tip.
Okay.
One the other day. Listen, somebody's correcting me, which is fine. I'll be like Rachel Maddow. I'll give it the time. This is the carnival weekend for Renaissance Fair. So you were right.
Oh.
It is one more fair. February 22nd, 23rd. Step in the world of vibrant colors, lively music, joyous celebration at the Brevard Renaissance Festival Carnival this weekend. Don your most colorful attire and come celebrate with them at the Brevard Renaissance Festival, where history and festival come alive. It is the pub crawl. Because I thought last week was the last week.
I did too, but you know
I
what?
I got my kilt out of the cleaners.
I saw the sign on US-1 yesterday and thought, don't they have to pick those up? But I guess that's why it's still there, because it's going on.
I guess
so
it's one more week.
Yeah, great.
And that's it. You told us where it was because they moved it.
Is it? I want to say King Street. Maybe they can let us know.
Yes.
It's south of Sarno.
I love when people correct me. Keep correcting me. I'm all right with that. I like to get it right. I guess it's because they actually paid for me to advertise and tell them that it was the big grand finale. I guess they have something after the finale, and that it was a big beer brawl. And
the
biggest beer fest. The biggest beer fest.
I think
it's the biggest
brawl.
Beer fest when it comes out to a brawl.
That's what it turned out to be.
We were just talking about this. Yeah, when you start, I'm doing a quinceañera. It's a beer brawl. It's a
tequila
brawl. Yeah, Paloma.
Yeah, Palomas.
So I have my own security now. I'm paying my own security to come to these because it's 1,000 people drinking from 1 to 1. Non-stop.
What could go wrong?
Sounds like my bar mitzvah.
if
I had one.
Do you got anything else happening in the city?
I always got stuff. I'll tell you. Go to our website. Go to the Facebook page. Go to the City of Melbourne website and hit the play button and go to special events. And then just go to City of Melbourne Parks, Recreation, Golf, Facebook, and I've got a million things on there. We are just nonstop.
the other thing I want to talk about is because I was hoping Tyrus would be coming to the show, but he's not in town. I was hoping he was going to call in today. Jennifer's been doing correspondence, but he can't fit in his schedule. But we have Tyrus on Tuesday, 7:30. The doors open at 7:30 for Tyrus. They said it was sold out, but we went on last night. There's still a few tickets. So you can still get tickets to Tyrus. Now, he was great before. Huge crowd. Nice guy. Stayed till the end. Just so you know, he stays till the end. He shook hands. He talked to people. Let everybody just walk across the stage. He sort of came on stage. Huge presence. Was he a wrestler? What was
he?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he was a football player and a wrestler.
So a football player for where? Like pro ball?
Pro ball. And, so, college and pro. I forget where, but... yeah, he's a big guy. But
and then he went
he's
into
probably more famous for
WWE
like,
wrestling?
Yeah.
Or he went in WWE wrestling and then ended on Fox News.
Yeah, in Gutfeld, the show.
So Gutfeld is really a show.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it was just him?
No, it's just five. It comes on at 5 p.m. It comes on later at night.
Like every night?
Every night.
Really?
Yeah.
Who knew? Did you know that?
Nope.
No.
Yeah. Didn't know that.
But you like Tyrus?
I know who he was. I mean,
you know,
he's
a political set.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, they love him.
Yeah.
People love him, and he's going to be in the house. I told him if he came on the show, I'd make him a poo-poo platter because last time he wanted food. And I sent him up, our concession food. And I said, you should have told me. I could have made you a poo-poo platter. So he started talking about poo-poo platters. So I'm putting it out there for him because I said I would make it. How about eating? Where are you going to eat now that you're back in town?
I don't know. I better get that check. The check's got to show up. Good question.
So Scott's had his 17th run, and then on Valentine's Day, Valentine's Day is still the number one top selling, just behind, I shouldn't say number one, it's the number two behind Mother's Day. And restaurants were packed all over the place. So people are still spending money, but yet restaurants are still closing. How about from your neck of the woods? Were they closing? Restaurants closing like here?
Yeah, it depends. The chains are
and
starting
Why do you think that's happening? You know a lot about restaurants.
A lot of people aren't out eating right now. I mean,
Scott's on Fifth 19 years.
They just had their 19th anniversary.
Yeah, I saw that.
So that's where I was supposed to be Friday. Instead, I was at the airport. Getting this one. We had to get this one. So I missed that and then his plane didn't come in. That's why I was angry. That's why I sent Darce. But you usually eat at Dijon's. Gina, have you been to Dijon's?
Oh gosh. It was years ago. I haven't.
Gina likes to eat at home.
Well, I do.
I'm going to start doing that though.
He's picky and we try to eat healthy. It's hard. It's hard to eat out when you eat like that.
So what's a normal thing he likes? What's his favorite meal?
His favorite meal would not be something I'm making healthy at home. That's for sure. but like I've recently found a recipe for like a healthy lasagna I use chickpea pasta. I'll use like a low sugar sauce.
See, these are things we should be putting
cheese on
the Facebook on our What's Cooking in the 321 is a healthy. We should be doing a recipe when we started.
Trying.
So I did this show with Scott for the first year. Mm-hmm. Scott from Scott's on the 5th. It was me and him, and we did. We used to put a recipe out there every week, and
I love that.
And it was fun. Yeah.
I love that.
So we always wanted to get back to that. In fact, he's got some new stuff happening and going on in the place that everybody's got to go back to Scott's, who hasn't been there in a while. You have to go dine there.
I know. Life is just so busy that my time off is so little. And we like each other, so we stay at home a lot. Like, I know, it's cringeworthy, I'm sure, but we really don't do a lot.
Where'd you eat it last night?
The Mexican place on Galley.
It's a new owner. I want to say Cordova's, but it's not Cordova's.
I can look at the receipt.
Where is this?
Okay, so it used to be Senior Locos on O'Galley.
Okay.
And it's now it turned into like, if there's such a thing, a fine dining.
It's really good.
It's fine really dining. Good. Is it Mexican food? I mean,
yeah.
Fine dining Mexican food.
Yeah.
They okay. have, like their special,
it's authentic,
the house.
More authentic.
Shrimp too, ceviche. They're yeah. serving ceviche, salmon. Yeah, definitely not your Taco
Typical,
Bell
yeah.
and, yeah, refried.
We like Mexican. I mean, it can be fairly healthy, right?
Mexican food
yeah.
is fairly healthy.
Can be. It can be.
No,
when I cook it at home, it is.
No.
No.
When I cook it at home, it is. Yeah, it's.
When
look,
you cook
it's.
So I tried to do.
As long as you don't fry it.
So, you know, I have the place inside of the.
Yeah.
Inside of the Eastern Florida State College, Melbourne, we opened Mucha Mahalo, which was a takeoff. Same owner was DeKind Diego's.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a healthier.
I love DeKind
I don't like
Diego's.
To say Mexican food. It's more Hawaiian, mm-hmm. Polynesian. Pineapples on your plate. It's got, you know, jasmine rice. So that was my vision, and we kept with that. And all of a sudden, it just starts switching slowly into Taco Bell.
What people want.
That's what people want.
Cheap and easy.
So, you know.
I had a Taco Bell in my life.
So we just had this. Jen and I just had this conversation because we were saying, and that's exactly the thing. That's what the kids want. So mm-hmm. now I've opened this healthy. I got rid of the chips, got rid of the soda, took the Coke machine out even. And I want a healthy sub. It's subs. It's backwards. It's subs, salads, and soup. SSS, and it's a healthy take on subs and nothing bad for you, all fresh food. And I got to tell you, it's going slow because I don't think them kids want healthy.
They're so used to.
No chips,
and
sun
your
chips.
Body gets addicted to it. The sugar in everything
yeah, there's
and the
no
carbs.
Sugar in it.
And
the,
that's
the,
what I'm saying.
The
fr- they're addicted
all the fried
to that,
food,
and that's
yeah.
what they crave.
See, and I don't crave sugar. And so I'm doing copycat recipes. Have you ever seen those? Recipe books, copycat recipe books. They're from like your favorite restaurants.
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I love those. So I'm doing copycat things. I've got the Slim Jim from Big Boys, Frisk, or I think down here was Bob's Big Boy.
Mm-hmm. Fish, whatever.
Was it Frisk?
Arthur Treacher's Fish and Chips.
So
remember them?
I loved Arthur Treacher's. I always thought they were good. Wrapped in that newspaper like deli sheets. It was cute. But I'm doing a Big Boy. I'm doing the Big Boy Slim Jim, which is ham, Swiss cheese. And I got to tell you, I'm going to tell you what the secret is. It's tartar sauce on this ham sandwich, and it's great. It's an award-winning sandwich, so we're doing our copycat Slim Jim. We're doing the Vienna from Chicago. We're doing the Italian beef sandwich. We've got Amoroso rolls from Philadelphia that we're putting it on.
Mm-hmm.
We are doing a Philly, but I'm not putting it out there yet. If you go to my place, it's not ready. It has to be the best Philly in town. Yeah. You know, Melbourne is a big controversy Philly place. You've seen the on Facebook on that 3-2-1 where Brevard yeah. eats, everybody's always complaining and who has the best Philly. Now, you've been to Philly. You've stood on that street where you can
it's extremely difficult to duplicate, and I can't tell you why, but it is.
So I'm not serving that Philly until we can duplicate that. Now, do you get whiz cheese or whiz out?
If you're getting a true Philly steak
and there's
sandwich,
controversy over
you're
this.
Getting the whiz on it.
So big controversy over that.
Peppers, onions, whiz.
Peppers, onions, whiz. No mushrooms.
I like mushrooms.
So that place that was on, I think it's called Little, let me think. It was on O'Galley. Said
Little
they
Philly
had the best Phillies. They had cherry bombs on there.
Yeah, but that's what they do in Philly.
They do.
Yeah.
And it's an Amoroso roll.
Yeah.
We definitely know it's an Amoroso roll. Yeah. So I've got the bread right. I'm not sold on that whole whiz thing. So it's a controversy.
Yeah, but you don't have to always have. But
half want it,
do,
half
buy a
don't.
Can
and
of
you
whiz.
Know what that means? You're from up that way a little
I'm
bit.
I'm not. Oh, I don't like the cheese whiz either. But
me neither.
You can't have a Philly cheesesteak without it. That's what makes them. Like,
so,
these people go crazy over
so
them.
So this is the controversy right there. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, there is a huge controversy over pizza and Phillies on Facebook.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, but you go to, like, get Jim's Steaks or whatever. I mean,
huh?
I always said, out of all the most awesome restaurants I've ate at my whole life, if somebody says, what's the last meal? I says, the top three things? one of them would be a true Philly cheesesteak.
Really?
Absolutely.
I just like a steak sub, like grilled onions, a little mayo, and steak and provolone. That's all, like, simple.
So Philly is
just enough salt.
I think a Philly should be ribeye.
As I talk about eating healthy.
I'm not sure what they use, to be honest with you, for what kind of meat, but
I think it's ribeye.
It's ribeye.
It could be, yeah.
Yeah. It's ribeye sliced really, really thin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we're doing the Chicago.
There's some seasonings in there, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're doing the Chicago, though. The Italian one is going over very well. The
Italian sandwich, you mean?
It's the Italian beef sandwich with the, I can never say it, the jardiniere. It's like carrots.
Well, like these beef on wick. And in Detroit, there's no beef on wick.
There's not beef on wick in Detroit. That is a, where's beef on the wick? And I'll tell you who has the best beef on the wick is downtown Main Street Pub.
Mm.
But it's still not like the true beef on the wick. From New York.
That's like a glorified Arby's to me.
So, and it's not. So what makes beef on the wick is it's.
Ajou.
It's got to go in the ajou, but what it's the bread. It's like French, like Kaiser, and
more
it's
more like a poor boy.
But on top of it is caraway and salt.
What?
Yes, it's caraway and salt.
I wonder, I never had that thing.
And then both the bottom and top are dipped into the ajou. It's got horseradish sauce, roast beef, and Swiss cheese. And you got to use a good Swiss cheese. That's a beef on the wick, and then it's served with a side of ajou.
Yeah,
that's a true beef on the wick. They did not make that like that here. No, you're not getting that. Danny's shaking his head going, nope, it ain't happening.
Yeah, in Detroit, you're going to get chicken shawarma. That's what you're going to get, you know, since it's largest
have
concentration
of the Middle East. Have you ever had shawarma? Now, that's a big thing. See, now I should have that. I do have a banh mi sandwich. So what's that?
What is that?
Explain shawarma.
Well, it's basically lamb beef together. You see like a gyro?
Yep.
It's basically gyro meat, but it's also you can have chicken, which is what most of them are.
I do.
Chicken.
I like mine. Chicken.
And it's got a garlic sauce in there, like a garlic cream cheese almost. Not cream cheese,
it's like skewers, garlic sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And onion and veggies in there. Okay. Sometimes they put pickles in it.
They put pickles on it, which
most of pickles.
I don't like.
And it's in a real tight, skinny wrap. And it's actually healthy for you.
Mm-hmm. That sounds it.
And
they're cheap.
But here's the thing, though. I talk about this all the time. In Michigan, on every corner is a Coney Island with loose burgers. Nobody here even knows what they are. And where you're from is what? What do you think's the most famous dish there?
Gosh, that's a really good question.
Which city?
Everybody's gonna get mad at me if I don't
know.
New Jersey?
Jersey?
No, I'm from Baltimore.
Baltimore.
There's a few places in Baltimore that have, we've got a Little Italy and, you know, there's always that. But then again, we've got a huge Polish community. Huge, huge.
See, and we have Salt and Sweet. Mm-hmm. Have you been there then?
I've been there one time.
It's very good.
See, again, my husband doesn't like anything vinegar, so we can't have sauerkraut. We can't have anything
like
that.
What's Salt and Sweet?
Salt and Sweet is Polish food.
Okay.
Now, where we come from, I think that's what... I love to go back to Michigan to eat because when you're hungry, you want Mexican food, you go to Mexican Village where it's like being in Havana.
In Baltimore, it's more like the place.
No, it's like being in a restaurant.
Certain
in Tijuana.
Places you've got to go to, you know?
What's
like,
that?
In Baltimore, it's like certain restaurants you have to go to, like Phillips for seafood. You know, you go to Phillips to get your crab cakes and your, you know, because nobody else does
it.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like that. Certain restaurants and locations.
So ours has little... Hamtramck, that's all Polish. It's Poltown.
Used to be.
It's not now?
90% Arab.
Where's the Polish food?
The people are all gone now.
See, there's no sense going back there, see? Other than my friends, Karen,
but you got,
Lynn, and
you
Barb.
You don't need to leave the sunshine.
It used to be called Poltown,
Lisa?
Obviously. But now they have, you know, prayer sirens five times a day. It's 90% Arab. And that whole side, then you got East Dearborn, which is all Arab.
And Shawarma is Arab.
It's Middle Eastern. Which is
he keeps trying to get me to open a what is that grill you always tell
Bucharest
me?
Bucharest
grill.
It's amazing, it really is.
I'm not opening it. I'm the weenie
and
queen.
You get,
we,
you know,
we've established that.
Like you get chili or whatever at a Coney Island, but in the Middle Eastern place you get lentil soup, which is really healthy for you, and it's good. Or you get lemon rice soup.
I have been to Flames.
Yeah.
Now, there's some changes there, I think, because we're going to try to get them on the show. Yeah. Do you know them?
My kids were friends with their kids,
okay.
I think.
So, they're gonna come on and I've tell us about the changes. Also, one of the sandwiches I copycat also is the banh mi sandwich. Do you know what that is?
Mm-mm.
So
sounds French.
Huh? French loaf. Of course, we're using our Philadelphia Amoroso. It's pickled daikon, which is radish.
Okay.
It's Asian radish, Vietnamese radish, whatever. Carrots, jalapenos, vegetables, and then you can put protein on it if you want, tofu. It's a healthy sandwich. We're doing that. See, we're doing a different kind of sub. We've got 12 of, like, some of the best-selling subs around the United States, and that's what we're putting in that sandwich. Do you think it's going over with them kids?
No.
They want Subway. They want Subway turkey-based.
Cheap, processed.
Garbage. I can't win.
Such a shame.
Isn't it a shame?
Make America healthy again.
Make America. I'm all about that. Mm. So I'm not backing down on this one, though. I'm going to stick at it until it catches
you
on.
You hang in there.
I got rid of all the potato chips and just put Sun Chips in. I put drinks that are.
Those aren't.
They're not good.
What's Sun Chips?
Sun Chips.
They gotta
be healthier.
I love
them. I gotta get you the Yuka app. You gotta like scan all that stuff and see all the additives in it.
He's giving us the peace sign.
He's giving us the finger?
He's giving us the peace sign. We've got 2 minutes. Let's catch up really quick on what's happening in the city. Just one more time to remind everywhere.
Blaze Pizza tomorrow night between 5 and 9 and at the
end. And I'm definitely going to be there. That's
okay.
My kids
are
definitely going to be there. We've
good
got
place.
The, at the, what is that venue called at the Hemingway's?
It's One Oak.
It's called One Oak.
One Oak.
One
at
Oak.
Hemingway.
I can't wait to see it. I can't wait to see it right there in the corner.
Get your tickets early.
Tell everybody where to find that info.
It's on the City of Melbourne Parks Recreation and Golf Facebook page or on the city's website. Or you can call Wickham Park Community Center to buy your tickets.
Okay. And also, don't forget, we've got ABBA, Almost ABBA, this Friday, 7 p.m. There's still tickets available. You can go to Almost ABBA and on their Facebook page. We've got the information for that on our Facebook page, What's Cooking in the 321, to link you to ABBA to get tickets for that. We've got the MMB concert coming up on 5th and 6th. And we've got our gun show back on the 8th and 9th. And we've got WWE. Danny, WWE is back on March 21st. So we've got lots of stuff next week to talk about coming up. And I hope you're here to stay for a while.
Hope so, too.
And not go back to that snow. And hopefully we'll have some nice, healthy recipe from Gina when she comes next week.
You want me to come up with one?
Absolutely. We want that recipe for a healthy lasagna. I can't even picture it.
Okay.
All right. Listen, thanks for tuning in to What's Cooking in the 321. Keep your texts and questions coming at 321-437-1567. Thanks for joining us today, and we'll catch you next Tuesday at 1 p.m.
Coast Fishing Show and watch all our shows ranging from freshwater to saltwater. You can leave a comment, hit that like and subscribe button, and we sure would appreciate it. Remember, YouTube Space Coast Fishing Show. God bless.